Well, that is a wonderful statement, and you want to know how to change your world forever, too. Great tools, and we've got someone who can tell you all about this. Tom Eli is a longtime friend of mine. He's an evangelist and the president of Oasis World Ministries and has such a passion for leading the lost to a relationship with Jesus. Good morning, Pastor Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Paulette. It's my pleasure to be with you.
Wow, this is an incredible tool, the one-minute witness. We just are so excited to share this. Today is Share the Gospel Day, and this is a wonderful way that we can share the gospel, and we'll kind of get into that a little bit. But first, tell us a little bit about your overall ministry called Oasis World Ministries. What does Oasis do?
Well, Oasis was birthed in 96 when we were still pastoring near each other years ago. That's how we got to know each other, but we've been 50 times now into India since then, and several times into Africa and different countries, about 8 different countries now. Mainly, it's a soul-winning ministry, and we want to go especially where people are not going. And so we have built lots of churches in India where it's the first Christian church of any kind in a village. We drill water wells where it's the first. We've drilled, I think, over 500 water wells now.
Wow.
In rural villages where there's no water. And so we do this as Christians in the name of Christ. And we have evangelists. We've done crusades where they've never had been before. And then we do pastor seminars, and we train pastors to share their faith and then to train their congregations to share their faith. And that's where our one-minute witness tool comes in. And so about 8 years ago, God began to speak to my heart as we were doing all of our ministry in India and different parts of the world. And God said, you know, Tom, why aren't you sharing your faith regularly? You know, it's wonderful what you're doing in India. It's wonderful what you're doing as you're preaching in American pulpits. But most unbelievers are not going to come to your churches, and most unbelievers are not going to come to your crusades. Who's going to reach that UPS truck driver or that waitress or the dry cleaning lady or whoever you run into every day? And I said, Lord, you're right. I just need a tool that treats people with respect, number one, and number two, is fruitful. It really works. And so that's when we developed this tool called One Minute Witness. And it's simply a template for your own testimony, how you came to Christ, of which I came to Christ as a young child, so I thought, well, I don't have a testimony, and I was not in Teen Challenge, I was not a druggie, you know. But then God began to show me I do have a story. And so I'm going to share in a few minutes how to do that. But my story, even though I was saved, I was searching for purpose. I knew I had no peace in my heart, and I was wondering what happens when I go to heaven. So when I go up to somebody, and he could be the worst druggie or criminal in the world, and I say those three things, looking for purpose, no peace in my heart, wondering what happens when I die, suddenly we're on the same page. Mm. And he doesn't even know my background, but everyone is looking for those three things. So it's been a great ride since 96, and if God keeps his favor on this thing, we're looking forward to going into 50 countries. But you can see much more about what we're doing at www.oasisworldministries.org.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break here, Tom, and this is, again, a great tool if you want to know how to share your faith without fear, because that's usually the daunting part that keeps us back, is that we're afraid that we don't know what we're doing exactly. Well, we're going to talk about the one-minute witness and give you this tool so that you can be sharing Christ with others. I'm talking with Pastor Tom Eli. He's an evangelist and the president of Oasis World Ministries. We'll be right back with more on Faith Radio Mornings. This is Faith Radio Mornings, and I'm talking this morning with Tom Eli. He's an evangelist and the president of Oasis World Ministries and has a tool that I think is going to revolutionize how you tell others about Jesus. It's the one-minute witness. And Tom, you're saying that this is one of the world's easiest faith-sharing tools. Well, let's get right to it so that everybody can hear how they can be sharing their faith.
Well, let's do it. And we developed this back about 8 years ago. It really transformed my life and has brought great joy to me. We now have it in 16 languages, and by God's grace, we've trained over 500,000 people in this tool. And you can see the tool at oneminutewitness.org, oneminutewitness.org. But I'll just quickly go over it with you, and then I'll just tell you a couple stories.
Okay.
There's 5 fingers to this tool, and it's very, very simple. Number one is permission, and that's what makes it so uniquely different, because I don't walk up to people and say, let me tell you something. I ask them, hey, may I ask you a question? And they say, sure. And I say, hey, tell me, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you in your life? And people love that question because no one's ever asked them that. And they usually say my kids or my spouse or my education. One man said the best thing happened to me was when my mother-in-law left for China.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
And the conversation continued after that.
Yeah, really, really. But then I say, well, hey, could I share the best thing in my life? And so this just happened, actually, last week. I was in Target, and I was walking down an aisle looking for something, and I saw a clerk, sort of looked like he was bored, and trying to learn the voice of the Holy Spirit. Well, the thought came, share your one-minute witness. And so I recognized that's the Holy Spirit when that thought comes. So I turned around and went up to him and said, hey, how you doing? And hey, do you mind if I just ask you a question? I like to ask somebody every day this question. He said, sure. So I said, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you? And he said, his family. And I said, could I share the best thing in my life? And he said, sure. But when I do it with permission, people, the defenses come down. Now they're in control.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I go into what takes 1 minute. And I'm going to go through this with you in 1 minute. I'll do it for you. And you can even time it on radio if you want.
Okay.
But I'm going to say four things. I'm going to say, what was my life like before Christ? What was my turning point? What's my life after Christ? And then if I had never met Christ. So those four things I'm going to talk about in 1 minute. So let's pretend that you're with me in Target right now. I'm talking to this man in the aisle. He's not busy. I'm not interrupting his schedule. And I'm doing it with permission.
Okay.
And I said, well, can I share the best thing in my life? He said, sure. So here goes. I said, well, I've got a wonderful wife, and I've got four sons. But you know what? That's not the best thing. Because before I got married, there was a time in my life when I was looking for my purpose, and I was wondering, why am I here? Where am I going? And just feeling no peace in my heart. But someone told me, now here's my turning point, but someone told me about a God who loves me and even likes me. He wants me to be in heaven, but I found that I was not eligible because heaven is perfect, and of course, I'm not. Because God sent his son, Jesus, and he made a way by Jesus dying for my wrong and proving he was God by rising from the dead. And so I invited this Jesus to really be the leader of my life and to forgive me, not just a Sunday leader, but an everyday leader. And you know what? That was the best thing, because now I have new joy and I have purpose in my life and I have forgiveness, the promise of heaven. And I know that if I'd never given my life to Christ, I would probably be pretty empty inside, probably pretty arrogant, still looking for my purpose. So anyways, thanks for listening. Now, when I'm done, that takes 1 minute or less to just share my story. But I can guarantee you that probably no one has ever talked to him like that before.
Mm-hmm.
Because we found that most Christians don't share their faith. And I was an international evangelist, and I was rarely sharing my faith outside of my clergy role.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it with permission. So I said, and since he was listening real close, I took it further. And I said, how about you? Do you have any spiritual beliefs? He said, well, I was raised Catholic. And I said, well, how did they teach you that someone gets into heaven? And he said something, and I said, could I share with you how the Bible says you can know for sure and you're going to heaven? And he said, sure. So again, I'm asking permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do the ABCs. Admit. A is admit I've done wrong. B is I believe that only Jesus dying for me can remove my wrong, not my good works, because my good works don't erase my bad works. And C is I confess him as Lord. And the word Lord means boss. And I said, does that make sense to you? And he said, it sure does. So I said, well, what would stop you from giving your life to Christ right now? I said, nothing. I said, well, could I pray with you? I said, sure. And so right there, standing in the aisle of the Target store last week, we prayed, and I've been emailing with him, and hopefully he's coming to church with me this Sunday for Easter Sunday. But it's just that simple. And when I was pastoring, I thought, well, most Americans are not open to this kind of engagement because most churches, we know, are not growing in America. But I was absolutely wrong, because most Americans I talk to like that, when I approach them respectfully with this one-minute witness, they respond very positively. Many of them thank me, and rarely am I rejected. So people are looking for hope, and we're very excited.
You know, and even as somebody's listening right now, Tom, and they're listening to the how-tos, I know that there's somebody listening that has never accepted the Lord before and they're listening and what you're saying is making sense, what would you say to that person right now that's listening? I just don't want to miss an opportunity even over the airwaves.
Yeah. I would say there comes a point where we just need to surrender. We need to decide who's going to be Lord. The word Lord means boss or owner. And you can't do 50-50. Just like you go into a marriage, you can't say, honey, I'm going to be true to you, but Susie and I want to see each other once a year. You know, it's just, you got to go in it with all your heart. It doesn't mean you're perfect, but you come to Christ and you say, God, would you forgive me? And would you be the Lord from this moment on? Help me to turn from what the Bible calls sin. Help me to follow you with all my heart. And if you'll do that, it'll help you a lot. We do have a follow-up website I would refer them to also. It's called frostygrapes.com. Frostygrapes.com. And if you just go there, you'll be able to have some more of your questions answered, and you can pray a prayer right there to give your life to Christ.
We will link that up, too, so that everybody can find it there. You had one story listed out on your website, too, that a pastor came to one of your seminars and just was kind of bemoaning the fact that they wasted all the years that they weren't sharing their faith. They were probably preaching sermons, but they weren't sharing their faith. And you even talked about that with yourself, too, and how this tool now becomes a confidence builder.
It does, and it's so easy. Wherever we train this, in any country, we were just in Nicaragua last week making plans to go in there. We have a guy in Honduras right now. Everywhere we go, people are saying, this is like baby steps. This is so easy. Anyone can do this. So it's just a template for your own story. You do it with permission. When you're done, you don't have to lead them to the Lord. You can just bump them one step closer by being a good witness. And it has changed my life for sure. Again, you can see it at oneminutewitness.org. I do have one more story if I got time.
Yeah, we've got about a couple of minutes or so. Go ahead.
Okay. I was on the phone once, and sometimes these telemarketers, or when you're on the phone like for some repair or something, those are great opportunities to share your faith. And I was having computer problems, and so I was talking to a gal and they sent me to a call center in the Philippine Islands. And her English was very good. In fact, they said they trained her to talk with a Western accent so we can understand them. Hmm. And she was doing great. And she was very bubbly and very talkative. And so we were fixing something on my computer. And then we had to wait for something to download. And so a thought came, well, I'm going to share. So I said, hey, do you mind if I ask you an unrelated question while we're waiting? I like to ask somebody every day. Oh, and she was very bubbly, happy. Oh, yes, please. And so I said, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you? And she went on and on about her family and how great a family she has. And I said, well, could I share the best thing in my life? And she said, oh, yes, please tell me. And so I began to share what I just did, how Christ changed my life. But now she became completely silent, not even one peep. And 2 days later, I received an email from her. And it said, Dear Mr. Eli, it is highly, and I did not give her my email address either. She had to look it up in the company records. Hmm. She said, Dear Mr. Eli, it's highly prohibited for us to contact our customers. But I had to tell you that when you were sharing how Christ changed your life, my eyes were showering with tears. Hmm. And I could not even speak or my voice would crack. Because when I was 17, I was serving Jesus. But just yesterday, I made a decision. I told God, you might be for some people, but you are no longer for me. And now one day later, out of all the thousands of calls we receive at this call center, God directed your call to me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
So when we share our faith, we don't know where people are in their journey towards mm-hmm. Christ. And if we can bump them one step closer, we will help be one of those that sowed into their lives. And at the same time, our own fire will ignite again. Because frankly, I think Christians are getting tired of just being a spectator in church. They want to know I am making a difference for eternity. So this tool, 1 Minute Witness, will help you. You can share your faith every day.
Well, thank you so much, Tom. This is such an important time, too, not only with it being Holy Week leading up to Good Friday and Easter, which is a great time to be able to share with friends and family. The door is kind of maybe kicked open a notch or so, but even as culture keeps pressing in on us, it seems like our days are getting shorter and shorter, I think, before the Lord comes back. So it's important that we're really letting people know the good news.
So. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Been talking with Tom Eli. He's an evangelist and the president of Oasis World Ministries. And we've been talking about the 1 Minute Witness. We will link up the website, oneminutewitness.org, as well as the follow-up website, frostygrapes.com, on our website as well. Thanks again, Tom.
God bless you.